current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Renewed Surveillance. Last week, minutes after the expiration, the U.S. Senate voted in favor to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, for another 2 years. This law enables U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct electronic surveillance, in other words, spying, to collect foreign intelligence, without seeking any judicial warrant. U.S. national security officials claim that the surveillance tool, since its creation in 2008, has been crucial in disrupting terrorist attacks, cyber intrusions, foreign espionage, and has also produced intelligence that the U.S. has relied on for specific operations, such as the 2022 killing of Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan. However, what has been made very clear is this law has only given agencies the green light to prey on its citizens, invade their privacy, and in fact, give them no space to, in their own terms, quote-unquote, exercise their rights and freedoms. According to the ruling from the FISA court judge, the FBI abused its authority under the law no fewer than 300,000 times in 2020 and 2021. A declassified report from 2023, for example, revealed that the FBI has used Section 702 to investigate Black Lives Matter protesters. Section 702 has also been used to spy on American journalists and undermining their ability to speak with foreign sources confidently, something reporters must do frequently. It was also conjectured that the law would give way to spy on American protesting against the war in Gaza. With such law in place, intelligence agencies have used and abused their power and positions to create an environment of fear and intimidation without the societies whereby citizens cannot voice and express their views and opinions without the thought lingering that they could be flagged up. This is a clear injustice. Regardless of the reasonable opposition against such a bill, the reauthorization has shown the U.S. could care less about the proclaimed values and democratic rights they boasted to the whole world about. Their hypocrisy has been exposed and the world witnesses that they are ready to go to any extent in infringing, demeaning, and sacrificing everything and everyone along the way in order to keep any quash, any form of expression against them or their insubstantial failure of a system. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further exposes them and allow for them to be replaced with the beautiful and just system of Islam. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.